USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Tuesday that the administration will be ordering another 200 million doses of COVID vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. He said those doses should arrive by the summer, ultimately allowing 300 million Americans to get vaccinated. Biden said that until vaccines are available to everyone who wants one, masks will still be the best method of protection against the virus.
But the brutal truth is, it's going to take months before we can get the majority of Americans vaccinated. Months. In the next few months, masks, not vaccines, are the best defense against COVID-19.
And Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy is now resting at home after being hospitalized early Tuesday evening. The Senate's president pro tempore was taken to the hospital out of an abundance of caution, according to a spokesman, after not feeling well in his office. The Vermont Democrat was sent home after tests and is said to be resting comfortably. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
One of President Biden's executive orders last week sought to rejoin the World Health Organization. That is, scientists from the WHO had finally been allowed into Wuhan, China, to investigate the origins of COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Fox News that he believes that the U.S. needs to be part of the WHO, despite flaws inside that organization.
Certainly, the WHO needs to have some reforms. There's no doubt about that. But when you're dealing with a global pandemic, you need a global organization to coordinate. You have to be part of the global community. If you're not involved with the WHO, which interacts with all the countries, even with all its flaws, which it does have, the better part of really what we should be doing is joining back with them. We should put their feet to the fire about getting reforms. But to be completely out of that circuit, I don't think is productive when you're dealing with a global pandemic.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Senate was sworn in Tuesday as jurors for Donald Trump's impeachment trial, as some members are asking the Supreme Court for a ruling on the constitutionality of that trial. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The entire Senate sworn in as jurors ahead of the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. All 100 members of the upper chamber taking the oath of office, including Vermont Senator Pat Leahy, who is the presiding officer over the trial. The trial set to begin February 8th. Regarding impeaching President Trump, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News,
I know that common sense isn't legal in Washington, D.C., but I think a fair-minded, rational person would ask Congress to vote to file a declaratory judgment action to ask the Supreme Court to rule on the constitutionality of impeaching a president who isn't president before we put the country through this.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Alaska has become the latest state to report a case of the strain of coronavirus first identified in the UK. The more infectious variant has now been detected in at least 23 states. And the Senate voted Tuesday to confirm Antony Blinken as Secretary of State by a 78-22 tally. Blinken previously served as Deputy Secretary of State and Deputy National Security Advisor under President Obama. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.